bhoot, ghosts, something we've not spoken about on the podcast yet, and this is a story from my own life, something I went through, something I haven't spoken about on the internet. Here goes. All my life, right from the time I was a kid, I'd always look at human presence around me and I'd ask myself, is this really all that there is? Or is there some deeper layer that we can't see? Horror movies entered my life when I was a kid, and that answered the question. Maybe there was something that we couldn't see. This is a story about my own house, about my own building. The house I grew up in had a hospital on the ground floor. It was a family-owned hospital of mine. And on the third floor was where I lived. I was always afraid of the dark. Even in my own house, in the corridor, I always felt like someone staring at me. If I were alone in any room which was dark, I always felt like there was some kind of energy with me staring at me. I think all of us go through a phase like that. But I feel like I went through a longer phase than the rest of us. I couldn't sleep alone till I was about 19, 20 years old. Now, back when I was 11, there was this one time where I was sleeping next to my mum. My dad wasn't at home during that time. And this was also a time in my life where I was getting a lot of something called sleep paralysis. For anyone who's had sleep paralysis, they know that this is one of the scariest things that can happen to you. Sleep paralysis is a scientific phenomenon where basically you half wake up while you're sleeping. So in layman's terms, when you're sleeping, your brain signals to your muscular system not to move at all. It's a way for the body to protect itself. Basically means your body becomes paralyzed because of your mind. So that if something's happening in your dreams, you don't move your body in reaction to that dream. It's your body's protection mechanism. But what happens sometimes with people who deal with sleep paralysis is that they'll open their eyes and they won't be able to move their body. They won't be able to scream if they want. They won't be able to make a sound. The only thing that they're conscious of is their own vision. And in a very bad case of sleep paralysis, sometimes your nightmares also become a part of that experience. Because your brain becomes confused between the world of dreams / nightmares and the world of reality. So while I did have a lot of sleep paralysis experiences, this one is the story of the scariest sleep paralysis experience. My sleep paralysis would often include me waking up in my own room. I'd open my eyes and I'd see a shadowy figure in my room. Because I was in that sleep paralysis mode, I wouldn't be able to scream or react. So the best defense mechanism was just closing my eyes and hoping that sleep meets me again. That was the only escape. This one time when I was sleeping next to my mum, I remember I started feeling something deeper than sleep paralysis. I felt like these little shadowy creatures, this shadowy power was kind of chaining me down to the bed. It gradually chained me up entirely. And I knew something was wrong. I remember those shadowy creatures screaming out something. I don't remember what they said, but it was like they were welcoming some kind of a lady, some kind of a queen. I'm getting goosebumps as I say this. I suddenly saw this woman sitting on top of me. Pale skin, patchy skin, it was torn up. It had a few blisters, untidy hair, and I could only see one of her eyes because her hair was covering the other eye. And with that pale red eye, she was staring down at me while she was sitting on top of me. I couldn't even move my neck because I was paralyzed. So I moved my eyes and I saw my mum sleeping next to me. I tried screaming her name, but I was paralyzed and I couldn't say anything. All this while she's sitting on top of me. I could feel her weight on the top of my chest, and it wasn't comfortable. I felt her fingers on my body, and it was one of the creepiest things I'd ever been through. I was just 11 years old. Because I grew up in a spiritual family, my mom knew about my fear of ghosts, my fear of the dark, and she told me about a particular mantra that's made specifically to shoo away bad spirits. All I remember doing in that moment is closing my eyes and saying that mantra. For those of you wondering, the mantra is Om Namo Dattaya. So I closed my eyes and I just started saying Om Namo Dattaya, Om Namo Dattaya, Om Namo Dattaya. And that's the last thing I remember. I went to sleep. I still felt her weight on me, but I just realized that all I could do in that moment was say the mantra. After a bit, I opened my eyes and she wasn't there anymore. Now, this could be just a hallucination. This could be just sleep paralysis. But here's the scarier part. 2 years later, I was watching National Geographic, I believe, a show about alien abductions. And you know how in those shows they create a reenactment of real life events? They created a reenactment of a Japanese phenomenon. I forgot what it's called, but even in Japanese culture, this kind of a phenomenon exists where sleep paralysis is accompanied by a witch sitting on top of you. So in that show, they said that one of the theories about alien abduction is that aliens simulate this kind of an experience for some human beings, do experiments on the human beings, but to be able to manipulate human perception, they create this imagery of a woman sitting on top of the human. Now, in that show, when they were trying to create a visual representation of this phenomenon, what they showed in that show was exactly what I saw. It felt like it was almost the same woman. The same single eye staring down. The same hair on one side. The same burnt up skin, untidy clothes. Those pale, dead eyes. Not staring at you angrily, just staring at you with the eyes of death, with nothingness. I remember watching that show, turning off the television immediately, running to my mom and crying because I got so creeped out. This was when I was 13 and my mom just kind of pacified me. She told me, calm down. It's okay. Let go of it. I struggled to sleep alone for the next 7 to 8 years. Now, eventually in life, I feel like I grew out of this phobia. I discovered spirituality, as most of you guys know. Now, here's the thing with spirituality. While it definitely speaks about meditation and being a good person and karma, it also speaks about the spirit world, the astral world, dark energies, demons. And it also speaks about how you tackle these energies. As the autobiography of a yogi says, when you stare fear in the eye, it ceases to exist. That's how I overcame my fear of the dark. I kind of just worked on strengthening my spiritual muscle of my mind. I started meditating a lot at around the age of 22 or 23. Rajas, my co-founder on Beer Biceps, I meditated with him a lot as well. Now, after working together for 2 or 3 years, we worked out of a garage inside my building. And we'd often begin our day by meditating together, just to kind of make our edit room a little more positive. I remember this one time we meditated at night at about 12 a.m. You always meditate in darkness for deeper meditations. And usually meditations feel very positive. This particular meditation in my head was feeling extremely dark. The thing is, when you meditate with someone else, you kind of do share a certain energy, you share experiences. Both of y'all can sense the positivity or negativity of that particular meditation session. So while we were meditating, I definitely felt something dark. And that line from Autobiography of a Yogi kicked in, that if you stare fear in the eye, it ceases to exist. So I kept meditating. I even said that Om Namo Dattaya mantra because I went back to that memory from the time I was 11 years old. And I felt like we pushed out some kind of a negative energy from that room and from the environment we were in, which was my building. After waking up from that meditation, I looked at Rajas. He looked at me. And before I could say anything, he said, "Did you feel that?" We both felt like there was some other dark energy with us and we both pushed it out together. Now, I'm not going to name the person, but I do have a friend who is considered to be psychic. That person eventually visited our office. And the moment he came to our office, without visiting any other room, he went to the end of the corridor. If you scan my building, my mum's room, the same room I was sleeping in when that witch incident had happened, is right above the room that this guy went to straight up. And he said that this room has a lot of dark energy. This room has had some kind of a demon or a ghost within it. And since you guys have started meditating, it's probably pushed it out, because meditation makes the environment more positive. Now, I remember getting a little freaked out, and I went to my grandfather, who is pretty much the owner of that building. I asked him about that particular room. Now, he had been running that hospital since the 1960s. But he had a lot to say about that part of the building. He said that there were patients over that span of 50 years who said that sometimes at night, they would feel a woman sitting on top of their chest. Patients would visit that hospital for their routine surgeries, and when they'd be recovering in those two rooms, some of them would even report that a woman pushed them off their hospital beds. They'd see a flash of a really scary looking woman and it would go away. All this is right under the exact spot where I had that experience. As of now, that hospital is defunct. It's not being used. And fortunately, we don't feel that kind of a negative presence there. Since the day my psychic friend examined that building, we did pujas there, we did havans there, we've lit candles there, just to kind of make the environment more positive. And here's another reason why I've embraced spirituality so strongly in my life. I felt the presence of darkness around me when I was a child. I felt the presence of darkness around me while I was growing up. I feel like everyone's scared of the dark, but my fear of the dark was something deeper than just the fear of a lack of light. My fear of the dark was the fear of some entity that always stared at me right from the time I was a child till the time I was a teenager. Until I learned to just face it and go with it. Until I learned to push it out through the positivity of my spiritual practices. This is a side of myself I don't reveal on the internet, but there's a reason I'm fascinated by the occult. I've had occult experiences, many of which I've not spoken about online, many of which I might speak about from here onwards. So if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you hit that thumbs up button, share this video. And if you feel you're going through any kind of occult experiences, I'm not the right guy to give advice, but I do believe that spiritual practices help combat the occult. God bless you. Stay in the light.